I was sadly disappointed to hear about the recent vandalism done at the Fifth Avenue jewelry location downtown. For those that work hard at beautifying their properties for the betterment of the community and for public enjoyment, this is very disheartening. Vandalism seems to be an ongoing issue. Earlier this year, there was vandalism done to a mural in Crescent Park, and sometime in the not-too-distant past, there was graffiti vandalism done to some downtown businesses. I really don't get the mindset of those individuals who feel the need to damage property that has been put up for public enjoyment, and yes, I understand there are individuals out there who suffer mental illness and are sometimes responsible, but it is disheartening, to say the least. Well, folks, we are into a federal election for September 20th. I guess for most, that was the news coming down the pipe and all indications were correct. PM Trudeau cleaned up his image, cut and dyed his hair and put on his best shirt and tie. I guess his pandemic look was getting pretty pathetic and now he appears more polished and professional. And to illustrate my comments, I'll use the phrase that Sarah Palin coined and over the years has gone mainstream with some politicians and such, if you put lipstick on a pig, is it still a pig? It seems the only platform on this election is pandemic-related. Where did all of the other issues go? What about climate change? What about the economy and the fact that Canada's getting out of debt and balancing their budget as forecast for no sooner than 2070? Will the Earth still be standing by then? What about mental illness and many other health issues that people have been battling for decades? What about the political ethics of government officials? Doesn't anyone care anymore about representative government being truthful and honest in their dealings? I hope Canadian citizens will think long and hard about their future in Canada and where we are going, but I encourage everyone to exercise their democratic right and vote. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.